Morena, morena Margaret.
Margaret Dunn.
Yeah. Okay. Margaret is going to talk about epilepsy. And, of course, it's a disease that some people unfortunately gets it. And it's a way of thinking, how do you act with people that's got this disease? So I'll let Margaret explain it and call it all about her seminar.
Okay, thank you, Faya. Yes, epilepsy is a disease that can affect anyone of any age and any ethnic group. So in New Zealand, around about 1% of people can get epilepsy, and at any age as well. It's a neurological condition which comes from the brain. The word epilepsy really just means that someone has, recurrent and spontaneous seizures. And the seizures come from the brain, and it depends where in the brain and how much of the brain's involved to what actually happens. So what a lot of my seminar is around awareness, so that we in the community and friends and family can actually recognise people's seizures and then know what to do and how to support them.
Oh, so in saying that, like you mentioned about, it's various ages throughout life, isn't it?
Yes, you can develop it at any age. Some people are born with it, but you can develop it at any age. In fact, a large group, develop epilepsy over the age of 65.
Oh.
Yeah, so it isn't just something that we're born with.
Born with, eh? No, oh, how interesting.
Mm. So it can be any kind of brain trauma or brain injury can cause epilepsy.
Mm.
Or it can be something that you're born with as well.
Okay, can I just ask a question, Margaret? Say, for instance, you're walking down the street and you've just got a bag or anything on you, but nothing other than some people got nothing on them. When you strike a person that's got epilepsy, what do you do in that circumstances?
Okay. So it depends on what kind of seizure that they're having.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the seizures that just come from part of the brain, all you'll notice is that the person is acting differently. So in some seizures, the people just go vacant and they might be wandering around and looking like they're not sure what they're doing.
Mm.
And in that case, you just reassure them, guide them to safety and stay with them until it passes. But I think what you're getting at was probably the big seizures that people have when they actually fall down and they're unconscious and having convulsions.
That's right.
And in that case, you've got to just remind yourself that there's nothing you can do to actually stop that seizure, so it's good to stay really nice and calm.
Mm.
And you just put, if you've got nothing, like you said, not even a bag, just your hands under the person's head so they're not getting more injury.
Mm.
If you've got a sweatshirt on, you could use a sweatshirt or something like that. Then once they're finished, the shaking is finished, then you put them into the stable side position. Or some of you would know that as the recovery position, which is on their side so that they don't fall over onto their front and suffocate or go onto their back and choke.
Oh, okay. Is that how you do it?
And stay with them again. And if they were vomiting, then you may be putting them into the recovery position sooner. But really important to stay nice and calm and support the person and reassure the person in the calm way. And if it's one of the seizures I talked about where the person falls over and you don't know the person, then of course you'd be calling an ambulance as well.
Well,
because we don't know if they have epilepsy and maybe they're having a seizure for some other reason.
Ah, okay. Okay. Oh, well, that's interesting to know. I just thought I'll ask such a question, for people that, like me, I have never seen it as yet on that.
I think the best thing is to stay with that person and stay with them and reassure them and stay calm. Don't turn the other way and walk away because it looks difficult.
Okay. Margaret, it's interesting. It's lovely to talk to you about that, and all the best for your seminar, which
Thank
is
you.
Held on the 24th of August.
That's right, at Far North Reap.
Oh, and what time does it start?
It's from 10 to 12.
10.
And it's free, and a lot of it is around awareness, so that a lot of seizures are very hard to recognise.
Mm.
So it's around awareness, what to do. It's also around helping people manage the seizures better. So lots of lifestyle things come into account, and we just like to have a saying here that don't let epilepsy rule your life. So we want to try and help people to manage it better.
Oh, right.
So they can live their life to the full.
Full. Okay, Margaret, lovely to talk to you about this issue, and all the best for the seminar, and I hope a lot of people are listening and that can go towards the seminar on the 24th of August at Far North Reef.
And love to see them there.
Yes. Okay, lovely, Margaret. Thank you for your little kōrero this morning about epilepsy.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.